So I'm just going down to the shop. It's about 20 to 10 on a Saturday evening. I'm just going to nip down to the local shop for some bits. And I've got to use my cane because I don't have a guide dog. Some of you may know that my guide dog Emily had cancer, and I had to have her put to sleep at the beginning of August, end of July, beginning of August. And so I'm back on the guide dog's waiting list now, and I felt awful putting myself back on the list because I actually did that before Emily went to sleep, because I was told that, you know, the sooner you do it, the better. So I knew that Emily would go to sleep. There was no way she was going to be cured. So I went on the list, and I felt like such a traitor, I have to say. and it's so weird going back to using a cane, because I had my first guide dog for 10 and a half years. And I decided not to have a break, because I was offered a new dog, because he was up for retirement, my first dog, and they said, you know, we can bring the new dog to you on the same day if you like. And I decided to do that. So my first dog left me on a Saturday morning, and Emily, my new dog, came to me that same day in the afternoon. And in hindsight, that was a big mistake, because effectively then I had Emily for another 6 years, and so I didn't have any time between the two dogs when I had to go back to using a cane again. So I've basically been a guide dog user for 16 years, and all of a sudden, without any warning, I've had to go back to using a cane again, which is an absolute nightmare. Forgotten all my technique. Well, no, I haven't quite, but and I did used to use my cane for the odd thing, like nipping down to the shop if it was absolutely hurling down with rain and I just needed to nip down to the local shop. I didn't take the dog in that situation because I don't think it was really fair, because she was a very long coated dog and she'd have been absolutely drenched by the time we got back. So so I'd use my cane in that kind of situation, but not in big cities. I haven't been to London with a cane ever. In fact, I've always been with a dog. And anyway, I had a phone call from Guide Dogs yesterday to say that they think they might have a possible match for me, which is incredible, really, when you consider that it's actually only been about 5 weeks. They do have some concerns about him, in that he might not be the appropriate, because I'm actually what they call a Mod Plus dog handler, which I don't know if the Americans have this terminology, but a Mod Plus is quite a fast walker until they bump into stuff like that. Yeah, a Mod Plus is quite a fast walker, but this dog, he's a male lab retriever shaggy coat called Pilot. I've already decided that if I do have him, I'm going to change his name to Pilates. So, anyway, he's only a mod, so that is probably not going to be fast enough for me, unfortunately, because I am quite a fast walker. And there are a couple of other things. I can't remember what else they said now, but there's a couple of other things that they didn't quite match my profile, but could be worked on. There were things that they could develop, you know, so so we'll just have to wait and see. He's coming out at 10:30 next Friday for a little meet and greet and a walk, and we just have to wait and see. Fingers crossed. He's certainly not the normal breed I go for. Both my dogs have been shepherds or shepherd crosses, so I do tend to go for the collie type dog. So that might be interesting, because they are very different temperament. Anybody tells you that you know, a dog is a dog and they all have their own unique personalities. That's true to an extent, but there are underlying characteristics. What I would call the collie type dog, as opposed to the retriever type dog. And so that might be interesting in itself, because it's a completely different nature of dog that I'd be working with. But anyway, only time will tell. I'll just have to do the walk with him and see. But it's fingers crossed, but I would say I'm not going to get my hopes up, because, you know, I certainly don't want to be get my hopes up and then find that he's not the dog and I've got to wait another 4 months or something. And it could be another little while before they find a more appropriate dog. So we'll just have to wait and see, basically. So wish me luck, and we'll see how I get on with Pilates next Friday. I'm just waiting to cross this road, and there's a van just going past. Ooh, select the Wi-Fi network I'm being asked to do. I wish that wouldn't happen. Do you know what, right? There are some things that I wish Apple would put on the home screen, like, or allow you to put on the home screen, like a Wi-Fi off button and a airplane mode button or something. You have to fannying about going into settings to do all that all the time. It's very annoying. Right, I'm at the shop, so I'll see you guys later. Bye.